Taylor Watch. Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch.
I can't decide if I should be looking at the camera, if I should be looking at you. I feel like
because we don't usually see ourselves.
Yeah, we don't usually
see ourselves.
And I don't like that I can.
No, I hate it. I hate it a lot. All I'm thinking about is the lighting and like how I'm sitting and how I'm acting. So this is great. Love it. We are in New Orleans. We are in the hotel room. We are hanging out. We just got off of Bourbon Street. Just had a little lovely lunch.
Yes.
And there's this place is buzzing.
It's popping.
It's popping. It's buzzing. Everyone is. I'll say this, Gia. I've never seen a bigger group of people on earth than the people that are here looking for a drink.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what.
Oh,
everybody here is looking for a drink.
They're looking to have a good time.
They're trying to party. And I think we should walk down the street and just start handing out Pink Whitney.
That's a good idea.
They need to know what's good. They need to know where their bread is buttered. They need to know that good.
Imagine we walk down Bourbon Street.
Flavor. Yeah.
With some 20 pack.
With the 20 pack?
Yeah.
Wait a sec. I'll tell you exactly, Gia, what we're going to do. But they are obviously a new bestie on the pod. We love Pink Whitney so much. And it is just a great, like, party, drink, hangout weekend, especially
that's
if you're hanging out with your friends.
Alcohol.
Big time. Yeah, of course. The Pink Lemonade flavored vodka, our favorite shit of all time. Their new label is easier to find and buy and looking better than ever, which is true. We love that. The new Pink Whitney 20-pack shot bucket, perfect for any party or occasion slash group gathering. And I'll tell you, if we walked onto Bourbon Street with a shot bucket, it'd be gone in 2 seconds. Like, forget it. There's a size for every occasion, a variety of small sizes to grab and go, larger sizes to share, gift, or enjoy at your home or at a bar. And it's the fastest brand to hit a million cases in the last 5 years. To sell that much is insane. And of course, we love Pink Whitney for personal reasons as well. Our number one guy, Ryan Whitney, hanging out. You guys know him from Surviving Barstool. They're the ones that are in charge of Pink Whitney, and we love that they're trusting us with their baby. You know, we just love that. So go ahead and take your shot with Pink Whitney. Go ahead. You can find it stores everywhere. And shout out to them, as always, for being a bestie on the pod.
Woo,
woo, woo, woo. But yeah, so hey, we're here. So
we made it by the skin on my teeth.
By the skin on your teeth. Yeah, I've been here. The life has left my eyes. I've been here for a long time. It's been 2 days, and it feels like 5 years. Like, I don't know. It's something about the time here.
It's the Lotus Hotel.
I got swindled on the street by like some. I honestly can't even talk about it because I can't even let people know like how much money I spent on the street because somebody pulled me into their skincare store and told me that I was beautiful and just like. I needed a little bit of a hydration, and all of a sudden I walk out with like a machine. Like I don't know how these things happen. I don't know how. I'm furious with myself.
Yeah,
I can't believe it.
I can't believe that either.
I was 45 minutes late to meet your sister. I was like, I don't even know what I'm doing here, and they just like wouldn't let me leave. Like it was like the best, you know, sales I've ever seen. Bad because I was the one being sold to. So I was like, this sucks. But they're so aggressive.
No, I know. I feel like every time we walk by a place, walk by anyone, they're like, come in. Like, do you want a foot massage?
That's like their
come
whole
in.
Thing.
I'm like,
it's crazy. Their whole thing is that they want you to come in. They want to suck you in.
Yeah.
They want you
it
to buy stuff.
It kind of reminds me of, like Rome, almost. Like, when all the people are standing outside.
Yeah.
Or, like, just, like, anywhere. Like, any, like, big city in Europe, almost.
True.
I guess, because this is a big city in the United States.
They do that.
They stand outside, and they're like, oh, pretty lady, like, come into the restaurant.
Well, that was literally me.
It kind of reminds me of that, yeah.
Yeah, it was literally me getting called a pretty lady. And then it was, like, all the people in this place they all had some kind of, like, ambiguous accent, and they were all, like, hot, and they were just like, oh, but you're beautiful, this. They were, like, just yada-yadding through everything, and all of a sudden, I got got. And it's been a long time since I got like that. But, of course, what happens when I'm, wandering the streets by myself. I can't be trusted. I can't be trusted.
If you, next week, start looking like 15 years younger.
Yeah, then maybe I have to take all this back.
We'll all have to go to this ominous store.
Yeah. It's a crazy situation. So happy to have done that. Had some good food so far. But yeah, the life is gone from my eyes, and I am happy to be leaving after this.
Yeah.
I think I've had enough of the.
I'm subbing in for you almost.
Yeah, you're subbing in. You're subbing in. And you're good, by the way, like you're gonna be putting in the legwork. Like you've got the parties coming up. You're here for the meat and potatoes.
I know.
And breaking news, Gia's going to the Super Bowl.
Yes! Oh my God!
Which is so fun. So
it still hasn't even hit me.
No, it's so fun. So here's what I think, actually. Because you're going to be here the rest of the weekend, and I think that you're going to be doing like some more fun things than I've been doing the past couple days, which is literally nothing. our little NOLA vlog, I think we should wait until because you get to do so many cool things.
Yeah.
What if you see Taylor at the Super Bowl?
Oh my God.
What if you see her at the Super Bowl? What if you're close?
No, there's no way. There's no way. I'll die. I literally die. I'll be like, go Birds. Like, no, yeah, remember literally. Your roots.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Don't forget yeah, where you came yeah, from. Yeah. Hilarious.
My family's like, stop chirping, Taylor.
No, it's true. Yeah. And I will say, everything I've seen so far from Eagles fans, they've taken that to heart, and they're not chirping her. They're not talking shit. Or have yeah. you seen any shit talk?
I've seen one thing that was like, F Taylor Swift, and there was like the Eagles logo like on it. But uh-huh. like, I saw it on Twitter, and it was like, it's only been the one picture of that same picture every single time. So I don't know if it was just one-off guy, like, printing off this shirt, trying to make it seem like the Eagles were trying to fuck with her.
Maybe.
But besides that, yeah. we've done a very, very good job, I will say. Very good job.
And that's all anybody asks, is for a little bit of respect. You know what
well,
I mean?
Yeah,
like, you
can exactly.
do, you don't have like, to act like that.
The
you
Eagles
have to act like a freak.
Respect women. Mm-hmm. They respect female superstars. They know, like... To not cross that line, to not cross that boundary, like she's not on the field, she's not playing. She's in the back of. She's not even in their mind.
She's hanging out.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody has to worry about it. No one's thinking about it. It's like you know. Oh, cool! I get to play a cool game for a cool lady in mm-hmm. front of a cool lady. That's all they're. That's
exactly.
all they're thinking. They're trying
exactly.
to. They're trying to keep it right, keep it tight. Mm-hmm. I will say though, a few of the things I've noticed in my boots on the ground shift.
Right.
I have, noticed that Eagles fans have been here all week. Like, Chiefs fans are starting to get here today. Like, today was the first day that I've seen the most after, like, since Tuesday. But the Eagles fans have been here all week. Really,
ready
really,
to go.
Like, go Birds, all down the street, like, everywhere.
We've been
wearing the merch, yeah. like, just really, really pulling it out. And it seems like they want it bad.
The redemption. We want revenge bad. Mm-hmm. And I can feel it. I can feel the energy in the air. But it's funny, like, even when we were walking on the street, like, just me and Kelly, like, people were coming up to us and being like, are you guys friends? Like, how are you guys? They don't understand.
They don't understand what we're doing. Yeah. And it's like, and I'll be honest, like, there are so many Eagles fans that I'm like, oh my God, no, I'm like, what a loser. Like, oh my God, I'm wearing a Chiefs sweatshirt. Like, loser shit. So many Eagles fans. And then at the same time, there were a couple of Chiefs fans, like, some guy, we were just at lunch. He says to me, he goes, what are you doing with her? And like points at Fran, and she's right behind me. And she's like, we kidnapped her, and ran away. Because like these people, they don't shake hands across the aisle just yet.
Yeah.
They don't want that. And they
listen,
don't understand.
I get it. Like I wouldn't be hanging out with a Chiefs fan.
True.
Technically.
True.
Like, they don't know that you're a Taylor Swift fan ipso facto
exactly.
a Chiefs fan.
And I had to, you know, we're like I said, a house divided. We have to have equal representation. And so I got this cute sweater.
Someone's got to stir
the pot.
And I
like this sweater. Yeah. We also were interviewed by Fox News. So who knows if that is going anywhere or like what that is.
Yeah,
we were walking down the street and they were like, excuse me, ladies. And they were talking to us
both.
Yeah,
they were interested by the fact that we were wearing our...
that we were friends hanging out.
Our contradicting shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
couldn't believe it.
Yeah, asked us where
we plugged the pod. Hopefully they used it.
Yeah, he asked us if we think that Taylor listens. We were like, oh my God.
We were like, definitely yes. We look forward to her coming
and
hanging out.
We're actually best friends with her and she loves us.
We were like, one day we will speak to her. Yeah. It was honestly like, I really need to see that footage because it was.
I probably look like a psychopath. Like literally.
She literally ran up and ate the microphone saying go Birds. Like she was like, go Birds! Like in that guy's face.
Anytime someone
puts a mic. He was handsome actually, that guy.
He was cute. Yeah, he was really nice. Someone puts a mic in my face, like, it's instant go Birds. It's instant making an embarrassment of myself. Like, I just get too hyped. I get too excited. There's so much I want to say.
It's so good.
And we also met Jameis Winston, who is the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. He was hilarious, just walking in the street, like, by himself.
He was so funny and nice. And, by the way, he's done 400 things today. Like, we looked on Twitter, and he, like, was driving a boat around this morning. Then he's driving people around on bicycles. And then he ran into us. And then we saw him twice on the street.
Yeah.
We looped around, saw him again. He's got leopard shoes on and a good attitude.
A really good
and
attitude.
And I love him now.
He was
I don't even know him.
Nice, like so funny. I was like trying to like record discreetly like our interaction. And he was like popped his head into the camera and he's like, you recorded me? Like, he was so funny and so nice. That was like, I got so hyped just off of how
nice
he was.
No, he was really cool. Yeah. I was excited and I don't know. What do I care? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know anything about him.
Yeah,
but,
it was funny.
It was really, it was really cool. We also went to, you guys will see, we went to this store called Flirty Girl, Flerty, and there are a couple of them in the area, but they are stores where it's it seems like they've turned into, or they turn into, like, half Taylor Swift stuff, half, like, other garb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And,
tchotchkes.
Yeah, it's like a cutie little, like, girly store, you know? But apparently they were one of the stores that really went, like, all out crazy when Taylor was here for the New Orleans shows.
That makes sense.
And so, but yeah, it was beautiful in there. We got candles, you know, those candles with people's faces on it. One of them had Taylor and Travis, and now we each have our own.
Yeah, that's perfect. Lovely. We're gonna put it in the pod.
Yeah.
Studio in the background.
It's gonna be amazing. Yeah. Gia got herself a little bag.
Yeah, I got a bag that said flock around and find out for the Super Bowl. It's like a clear bag, which I'm so excited for. I got
that's perfect.
Eagles clip and Eagles earrings. So I'm going to be all birds'd out.
It's very cute.
All
very
weekend,
cute stuff.
Which I'm so excited for.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
There is, I will say this, there is, and it may be different as the coming days go by, but it seems like there is less Taylor stuff than I thought.
Yeah, me too.
There are still, there's glimpses, like if you know where to look and you know what you're looking at, like that's happening. And we're playing their music all over.
Yeah.
Her music is everywhere.
Over.
Like everywhere you go by, they're playing
and
Taylor's
music. And
like
her stuff is almost everywhere. Like it's like,
yeah, maybe,
it's
maybe
like
it
bits
is everywhere.
Places.
I'm like, I expected it to be like the Eras Tour, basically.
Yeah. I mean, like, I guess I was expecting maybe like a Swifty, like party a, or like a Swifty drink to
yes,
try, or like a
like
Swifty,
an installation or something, or like a like a pop up or something.
It's mostly just like there will be like a random Taylor Swift poster in like a in a wall in like a storefront, or like a shirt will say like, it's me
in
hi.
My Mardi Gras era.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of in my Mardi Gras era. A lot of in my Mardi Gras era. There's a lot of all the Chiefs stuff that I've seen is like Taylor related though.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. That
is interesting. Like if a Chiefs, you know, T-shirt, merch, whatever. A lot of that. But yeah, I'm surprised. No, like, don't forget your roots. Don't forget where you came from the Eagles and Taylor Swift though. I did expect to see a little bit of that.
Yeah, I think people are thinking that, but not putting it out into the universe. I'm hoping.
Sure.
At least that's kind
well, that
of
is
what,
true. That's true. That falls under bad karma, I guess.
I could
agree with that.
Yeah.
Also, to the oh shit, what was I just gonna say? Something about what were we just saying?
Something about the Eagles.
The Eagles and stuff. Oh. Bourbon Street. Bourbon Street is all, like, it's now finally looks like it's being set up for, like,
like something.
Something's going
something
on.
Something with Fox. I couldn't tell. It seems like maybe they're doing, like,
a live broadcast
like game day broadcast there or something, like maybe like before, like the pre-game like taping or whatever that they do with like all the hosts.
Yeah.
It seems like they were setting up for that. I didn't really tell. There's barricades all over
everywhere.
The place. Everywhere.
It's walk. You can only walk. You can't drive.
Yeah.
You can't drive anywhere in like the Bourbon Street
area.
Could
you drive down Bourbon Street?
No.
Yeah. Okay. No. So when the terrorist happened,
yeah, that was, you weren't like supposed to be doing that.
Right.
I think that maybe after a certain point, you can't drive literally on Bourbon Street, but you can drive on the streets around it.
Yeah.
But yeah, right next to the hotel is where that
the memorial
it's like
right
for
where
all
it
that.
Happened.
It's awful.
So sad.
Terrible
my
stuff.
Uber like my Uber driver was like, this is a nice like
yeah.
moment to have after like this happened so bad. And like
absolutely.
New Orleans, like, they get fucked, I feel like, you know, with Hurricane Katrina, and then they got another hurricane that happened like a couple months ago, and then with this. She was just like, I'm hoping that it just brings like good business and like good vibes.
For sure.
And I was like, yeah, me too.
They'll be flush with it for the Super Bowl for sure.
Yeah.
I hope that like, I'm selfishly wanting to see the numbers afterwards to know if like the Swifties spent more money. You know what I mean? Like I kind of feel like maybe, but no, the restaurants are all packed. Like everywhere I've gone for dinner has been and lunch and everything has been like packed to the gills. Everyone's really doing, you know, just being local about it and like having a good time. And, It's good to see. Mm. I think too that the people are happy that everybody's here. You know what I mean? Like the store owners and things like that. Like they're definitely happy that that's all going on. And it's lovely. It's lovely to see.
Yeah, a lot of Southern hospitality for
absolutely,
sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. More from my time as boots on the ground. Mm. I don't know how true this is or how you know what it is or what it's not. But it's a lovely story. So even if it is not true, I think it's fine. It's about Travis and his friends.
Oh yeah.
Apparently, Travis is flying in all of his friends, like all of his like real friends from childhood or whatever, in for the game on like their own jet and like all this stuff. Like that's what I heard a rumor that's happening. And I think that is just so kind
Very
and sweet
nice. Yeah.
and really fun and just like. And I said when I heard this, I was like, when you get rich and famous. For like a skill or sport or something like that, like how fun is it to just throw a bunch of money at your friends and like have a good time?
You know what I mean? Like, and it's everybody also like they're all going to come watch you play, which is like so exciting.
So fun.
And like so cool. That gives you so much more like adrenaline for the game. Like,
absolutely. Anytime my fucking besties are here.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that.
And it seems like he, I don't know if he did that for the AFC Championship, but like, it seemed like his like old college buddies were there too, because I remember girl who took a selfie with them.
I think those are the people that he's like referring to. So
so the same squad is going to be rolling out.
I love it. Yep. I love that so much. I think it's amazing. Gia, we have been talking about the big game all episode for the past couple of weeks, honestly. It's been sports heavy, football heavy, but there's something that we're all forgetting about and we need to remember because it is coming up in like a lion, okay? It's next week.
It creeps up on you.
It creeps upon you. It's next week. And of course, we're talking about Valentine's Day.
Yep.
If you have a Valentine, or even if you don't have a Valentine, or you're, you know, your besties are your Valentine, your mom's your Valentine, your dad's your Valentine, whoever it is, you've got to get something for somebody. You've got to spread the love. You've got to do your best to make sure everybody in your life knows that you appreciate them. And what better way to do that than to buy yourself a little 24-carat dipped gold rose from Steven Singer? Exactly. Is there anything better? I don't think so.
Steven has the number one gifts for Valentine's Day. And it is a real rose preserved and dipped in real 24-karat gold to last a lifetime. And Steven's 24-karat gold dipped roses start at just $59. Mm-hmm. And his beautiful Valentine's Day red rose won't wilt or die. And the red is a perfect pick for your first rose. Mm-hmm. It's unique, sentimental, and it lasts a lifetime. And you can even give it to someone and build a bouquet over the course of the years. And
the bouquets are lovely. The bouquets are great. They have a little stand that has like that you put them in, and they're kind of twisted, so it looks like a bouquet when you set it up. Yeah. Gia has it on her desk, and people cannot walk by without commenting on it.
Without a compliment, for sure.
For the red roses, of course, the pink as well, but the
Mesmerizing Peacock Teal
is really what brings in the people.
People stare at my desk, mesmerized. Mm-hmm, they can't close their eyes.
And you have to say, excuse me, I'm working. Can you please stop looking at my Mesmerizing Peacock Teal Steven Singer 24-karat gold dipped rose? And they say, wow, I would love to, but I can't because I need to buy this. Where can I go to get it? And of course we say, IHateStevenSinger.com.
Of course. So go now to IHateStevenSinger.com for real roses dipped and trimmed in real gold from a real jeweler you can trust. Valentine's Day is coming up way sooner than you think it is, so you're going to want to get on this quick. Steven Singer Jewelers, that's IHateStevenSinger.com.
Travis also, he's been doing more like press.
More media.
I don't know where exactly, because that's not, he's done with like the, like.
It's not like media day. I don't really know what it is. Just more press, I guess.
Yeah. I have no idea what it is. So two things came of that, right? Yeah. It's like enough. If I'm them, I'm like, God, stop making me do this bullshit. Like, I'm so done. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Travis revealed his favorite cat, and it's Benjamin.
Well, he was like, that's just the one I see the most.
Yeah, which is hilarious.
He doesn't strike me as a cat person
at all. Or just like a casual cat guy. Like, you know, he would like crawl up and hang out, like you know what I mean? Like nothing else. But
that's funny, though.
Yes, so I like that.
Meredith,
that's silly.
Meredith and
Olivia who?
Olivia are going to scratch his eyes out when they see him.
Yeah, right? Well, everyone's like, oh, Meredith, like, where the hell is Meredith? Like, we need another proof of life for both of them.
Well, didn't they, like, briefly show Meredith in that video?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
I Can Do It With a Broken Heart? Which is so funny. Mm. This thing broke.
No, it wasn't I Can Do It With a Broken Heart. It was,
Oh, that cutie.
It was like that
video?
Weird, like, Taylor Nation, like video where she's like playing pickleball baking with Travis.
You're right.
And everyone was like, oh, Meredith, jump scare. Like, she's still alive. God.
She's still here.
Yeah.
True. That's so funny.
But
I'm trying to fix this thing and I just can't fix it. I just want to save it. So that's that. Then the second thing coming out of the media day that everybody's talking about is, of course, I did not know that Trump was coming to the Super Bowl. I guess that makes sense. You know, he's the president and he's coming to the thing, and you know, it's whatever. And Travis was asked, like, what do you feel about playing the game in front of President Trump? And he said that it was a great honor, and he hopes, like, it's a great honor, and he hopes that that was it, right?
He said, like, it's a great honor. Like, no matter who the president is, America is a great country. Wait, let me pull up.
Yeah, let's pull up verbatim because
direct quote, so we don't get it wrong.
Right.
Travis Trump.
I will say this. Well, we'll read it.
He said, F. Okay, I'll just play it. He said, it's awesome. It's a great honor. No matter who the president is, I don't know. I'm excited because it's the biggest game of my life. And to have the president there, and it's the best country in the world, it'll be pretty cool.
Right. So I think A+ PR answer. I think nothing else than that. Like, what is he going to say?
You know what I mean?
Like,
I agree.
He can't say anything.
I wouldn't give that an A+ PR answer. I would give that like a B PR.
Yeah, yeah. It's too nice?
I think it was a little too nice, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I get it. Listen, like, Travis plays for the Chiefs. The Chiefs are, like, basically America's team at this point.
Right.
Very, like, America. Like, yes. I feel like a lot of Chiefs fans are probably, like, more right-leaning. Like, I mean, it's just, like,
just based Missouri, on where they are. Just based on where they are in the country. Like, and, yeah.
And
he can't alienate the fan base
for
like
him,
that.
If he said something, you know, a little slighting, a little whatever, like, people would have been up in arms about it.
Absolutely.
And I think people are taking it way too intensely. He didn't say, like, I'm fucking hyped. Trump is about to be here. I'm so
pumped
psyched.
Up. That's my president. Like, it's like, but he didn't say that.
I mean, like, someone tweeted, and they're like, it's kind of exactly how I felt about it. They're like, do I think Travis is a bad person? No. Do I think Travis supports Trump? No. Do I hate Travis? No. Do I think Travis messed up and could have done a little better? Yes. I don't think he messed up.
Yeah.
But maybe the word choosing would have been a little, could have been a little different. But, like, he's on the spot. Like, you can't ask for much in that moment. Like, you are asked a question in the moment. It's a question about the president. Super controversial. Mm-hmm. No matter what he says, it's going to be spewed into something else.
Yep.
He said, no matter who the president is, like, it's awesome. So, like, what do you want him to say? You know what I mean? Like, he's not going to be like, fuck Trump. Like, I hate the president.
He'll never say that. And also, it's you know, crunch time now. It's 2 days till the 3 days till the game. He can't be getting into trouble politically and socially online. Like, he's got to focus on this bullshit. And I actually kind of hate that they even asked this question. Yeah. And that goes back to, like, the media, let us in to ask the regular questions, the real questions, the people that people things care about. Like, I don't care what Travis thinks about Trump being at the game. Yeah. Like, that's not something that
Travis
don't put them in those positions. Like, Travis Kelce is here to play football.
Yeah.
And to listen, have his girlfriend cheer him on. And leave him alone.
And if like, left-leaning people are upset, like, whatever, I guess I understand, but not really. Like, Travis was the face of the fucking Pfizer vaccine.
I know. It's like, what else can he do? What else can he do?
They literally call him Mr. Pfizer.
Literally.
Like, it's,
and I'll say this too.
He was the first, or like one of the first white players to kneel during the whole Colin Kaepernick stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, it just...
He's a respectful person, and he's fine, and he's good. And, again, what the fuck else are you going to say when it comes to... We're talking about the president, and he's showing up somewhere, and whatever. Like, it's either he gives an answer like that, and people are like, he's, like, excited to play in front of Trump. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't necessarily... Yeah, he said, oh, I'm excited, it's awesome. I think he's just, like, what else is he going to say? But then at the same time, if he says, like, oh, man, you know... wish it wasn't Trump or something, then he's got the other half of the country. They're like, fuck you, bro. You hate America.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which is
I think saying, like, it's awesome was definitely a choice. But what are you going to do?
Yeah, but I don't know. I kind of am, where Trump is concerned at this point, it's like, you say what you have to say to get out of that situation and not make it worse for yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, it's fine. Say it's awesome. Say it's amazing. Get those people to leave you alone. Like, otherwise, imagine if he didn't have enough enthusiasm about it, you know? Like, if he didn't say it was awesome, he'd be, like, getting, you know, I don't know. I don't know how to navigate that kind of shit. And I just wish that they wouldn't ask political, like, you know, that kind of shit at a media day for the Super Bowl.
Can Trump just, like, not go to the Super Bowl? Like, can he just fuck off?
Yeah, why is he going? Well, he likes sports. He's always at sports shit. Yeah. He likes, you know, whatever. He likes UFC always. He's always at.
Yeah.
But that'll be interesting. Wow, so that, you know, Secret Service is going to be here. It's already going to be, like, the city is jam-packed with... I've never seen more black cars in my life.
I know.
It's just, like, black cars everywhere, big SUVs, like, camera equipment, like, so many people.
Camera equipment everywhere.
Everywhere.
Police everywhere. Like, army men
people,
everywhere.
Army people everywhere in their whole outfits. Like, it's... it's going to be, you know... It's going to be a busy couple of days.
Yeah, for sure.
For the city. So, you know... hopefully it'll be everything will be really safe and good because so many like high profile people are here. Yeah. That's the only thing I can think of is like especially
the fact
if Trump's
that they, like,
if
Bourbon Street and like they're checking everyone's bags and stuff. Right. Like that makes me feel a little better, I guess.
For sure.
Yeah.
If Trump's coming, it's like, you know, there's gonna be people on the on every building making sure nothing happens. Like that is true. Like, you know, again, this is kind of in the same vein of like, it doesn't matter who the president is, but it doesn't. Like if the president is in town, the highest security is here. You know what I mean? So that's good to at least to think about. But yeah, I don't know. I think people going off about it, I hope no Swifties are like going crazy about it.
It's been a big Swifty war.
I know, but it's on like Twitter, so I can never tell in reality like what's going on. But like, I just don't. I don't think this is something to get upset about. I think it's like he's got to say what he's got to say. Yeah. He's doing media day. They shouldn't have asked him that question in the first place. I hate these fucking reporters. Yeah. Like, they just are the worst. So I don't know. I don't know what else he could have done.
Like, I agree.
Except for not say awesome. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Like you can't. Especially as like for like podcasters, like you can't judge someone like. For what they say, like, in the moment. Like, especially when you're asked a question on the spot like that, like, it throws you off guard and you just kind of start spewing. And I think, you know, for what he said, I think it makes sense. Yeah. So, whatever. It could have been 10 times worse.
Yeah. Yeah. It really could have been. Like, it really could have been.
Like, it could have been worse. So I'm fine with it, honestly. Like, it's whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not, I was not up in arms about it at all.
No. It's just like, we got to save our energy, y'all. There's only so much energy to go around, and I need to save mine. Like, I'm like even tired having the conversation. I think that the game itself for Travis specifically is such a tremendous amount of pressure. Like, obviously, huge pressure for Pat Mahomes. Huge pressure for the whole team, of course. But for some reason, like, I just feel like Travis is so kind and patient with the questions. Mm. And, like, everyone's paying attention to him. Not only are NFL fans needing him to, like, you know, do his best on the team. There are people that hate him because he's too good at his job. There are people that hate him because of Taylor Swift. There are people that are like, oh, you know, he's annoying, Taylor's there, whatever. So, and then he has the Swifties judging him on top of it. It's like, the least we could do is not judge Travis. You know what I mean? Like, we can make it easy for him a little bit, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. That's how I'm feeling. I don't know if I can handle it. Like, the questions he has to ask and, like, every day.
No, it's crazy.
It's just more stuff. Taylor this, Taylor that.
No, the media day was just absolutely absurd. That was nuts. Someone actually made a good point. They were like, it was mostly, like, Swifty reporters, like, women, like, asking these questions, which, like, sucks. It's like, we got to do better here, ladies, because...
For sure. And that's the thing is, asking Swifty questions is okay. It just has to be clever, and it can't be
And, like, not fucking,
invasive.
What's his favorite album? What's your favorite
Don't
Taylor
the
Swift
same,
album?
Right.
Are you going to propose to Taylor Swift? So crazy. Like,
what's the best
thing that Taylor Swift bakes? Like, who gives a flying fuck right
this
now?
This is not... Right, exactly. And it's... Time and a place, right?
Yeah.
But also, he's answered all those questions before. It's well known. And so getting that answer is nothing new. And so wasting the time and having him repeat himself and whatever, it's like, okay, well, you're not really a fan. You never, like, heard him say that before. That's crazy. Mm. And then, two, it's just he, you know, I would want to be asked about what I'm doing there, like, what I'm there for.
Yeah.
Or at least relate it. Be like, the question that was, like, is Taylor going to be here? And
that's fine.
Like, that's fine. Even the, to be honest, even the one about, like, is she rooting for the Chiefs or the Eagles?
Makes sense
that
too.
Was fine.
Yeah.
Like, and then, you know, him talking about her dad, that was funny. Yeah. Like, that was all fine. Like, that is no big deal. But yeah, the engagement stuff, the favorite
so
albums.
It's unnecessary. It's embarrassing
the,
almost
the
for
Benjamin
like Swifties.
The Benjamin one was funny, but again, like, it's just, you know.
It's like, why?
Yeah.
You know, like, it's just
Travis has so many other things that you could, like, question
And you could tell that he was getting a little irritated.
For sure.
Just like, a little bit, you know? Like, just kind of being like,
It's like boring.
Yeah, right?
Like, it's just, at the very least, it's boring. Like, I just, you know, again, we know this information. You got to do your research.
It's like, how do you not get irritated?
Right. Again, just put us in there and
we'll
be the ones.
Ask all the right questions.
We'll be the ones.
Yes.
What would we ask him on the spot? I don't know.
I'd be like, do you feel pressure playing on the Chiefs? Like, knowing that Taylor's family grew up in Philadelphia her whole life?
That's
I don't know,
a good one.
Like that.
That's a good question. I would say maybe, kind of what I said before, it's like, are you feeling more pressure to win the game for the Swifties now?
Mm.
Like, something along those lines. Like, now that you have more eyes on you, like, did you feel, was it more pressure then or more pressure now?
Yeah.
Or something,
yeah. That's a good one.
I have to rework that a little
words
right.
Maybe it is harder than we think.
Yeah. We're like, fuck this. Yeah. And then I think I'd ask him, what's your favorite song of 1989?
Yeah. And what era are you in?
How good are Taylor's Pop-Tarts? Yeah. Like, how good are they? I love it. We're just like, bop, 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 bop. And then it's like, you know what? Yeah. How many times a day do you pet Benjamin? Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's really funny.
Is Olivia in your bag right now?
Yeah, yeah, right.
It's like crazy. But yeah, apparently they're all staying at a nice hotel around the corner. Mm. And that's heavily guarded.
Yeah, of course.
You can't just, like, waltz in. Even though it's, like, you know, it's a regular hotel. I'm not going to say the name because I feel like I don't know if people know that. But, it's like, yeah, you can't just, like, waltz in. It's like this whole thing. Mm. But that's, I think we're, like, I don't know where the Eagles players are staying. Do you?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
If I did, I'd be standing outside.
Yeah, right.
Jaylen!
I still think, though.
With my
titties out. Yeah. Go win it. Yeah. Win it for me. Win it for me, Jaylen. And then Jaylen's like,
he's like, ooh.
I'll do it for you, son, is what he's going to say.
Put your shirt down, son.
Yeah.
No need to do all that. Hey, kid. Hey, little boy down
thanks,
there.
Thanks, kid.
Where's your dad? Yeah. Where's your parents? I'm 26, and I'm a girl.
Oh my god. No, but it's true. It's true. I assume that there's probably just as tight of security with the Eagles players.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean?
No doubt.
Which again, like, how I'm so curious about, like, how do you get these security jobs? Like, there's so many security guys here.
I know, I wonder.
Every guy. Even Jason Kelce had security guys.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Well, you have to think about, like, he didn't have security, and then he had that fucking thing with that guy with the phone.
And he had that shit go down, right. Yeah. And now he's got that ESPN money on the side, you know what I mean? They're probably hired through, you know?
Totally. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I feel like you kind of can't not have security these days.
Oh.
Oh, my God, special guest. You can come in.
Special guest. Gee, I gotta lie, or I can't lie to you, and I have to say that even though I've had fun in New Orleans the last couple of days, and I was staying in a lovely hotel, and it's just, you know, generally I wouldn't have many complaints, but I did not have my Boll & Branch sheets. So ask me if I got a good night's sleep 2 days.
Did you get a good night's sleep?
No, I didn't. No. I got a scratchy sleep. My skin doesn't feel good. Mm. I didn't have that beautiful buttery soft on my cheeks when I was sleeping. And and I don't feel fulfilled. I don't feel good. I wasn't feeling warm. I wasn't feeling great. And not having Boll & Branch in your life when you're traveling is the hardest part about traveling. Because I just want to go home and get in my bed.
Get in my bed. And I'm very excited because I had just washed all of my Boll & Branch sheets and everything.
So did I.
So I am going to go home to a fresh bed, which I'm so excited for.
I'm so pumped. I can't wait. Oh, my God. It's made. My bed is all, same thing. It's like, it's all made up. I did laundry right before I left, and I was like, this is perfect, and I'm just going to snuggle up in this
it's
for 3 days.
Amazing.
Like, until the Super Bowl, I'm just going to be snuggled.
If you want to be like me and Kelly and change the way you sleep, you need to upgrade to Boll & Branch's 100% organic cotton sheets. You'll fall asleep faster with a luxurious softness that puts you in instant relaxation mode. It's literally so true. You pull those covers over you and you're just like, oh my God, it's so nice.
Softer with every wash.
Literally. And discover the difference with Boll & Branch's 30-night guarantee, which is so great. And Boll & Branch's products are made different so you can sleep better at night. You'll spend every night in buttery, breathable comfort and feel your sheets get softer after every wash. So now's your chance to change the way you sleep with Boll & Branch. Get 15% off plus free shipping on your first set of sheets at BollandBranch.com with promo code TaylorWatch. That's Boll & Branch, B-O-L-L-A-N-D, branch.com, promo code TaylorWatch to save 15%. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ooh. You know, we're so fatigued by the Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni, who's right, who's wrong, what's going on. Stories are flying everywhere. There's texts everywhere. Everyone's annoying. Everyone's cringe. It's like, just shut the fuck
everyone
up,
is
right?
Annoying, like, and everyone's
at
cringe.
This point, like, I don't want to hear anything else about it. But latest today, literally an hour before we started recording this, there were tweets coming out of TMZ. Apparently a trusted source saying that Taylor is very upset with Blake. And I don't know if I... Wait a minute. Readers added context. Oh, okay. So this is the TMZ article headline. It says exclusive. Taylor Swift feels she was used by Blake Lively in her war with Justin Baldoni, and she resents Blake calling her one of her dragons and leveraging her name, which of course everybody was talking about, being like, she's taking advantage of the fact that they're friends and whatever and blah, blah, blah. And
using her as like a weapon.
Right. And honestly, when we had talked about it before, the way we interpreted it, I don't know if it was so like purposeful or sinister. Like, yeah, we weren't thinking in the way of like she's using.
We were just
her
saying like we have friends that back us up, basically.
For sure, which is kind of how it seemed. But then, you know, we see this and we're like, all right, well, if she didn't know about it and she wasn't liking it, then like maybe, yeah, maybe something is amiss here, and you know, we haven't seen it. But readers have added context, saying Taylor Swift or her team did not give a statement to TMZ saying that she feels used by Blake Lively. She did, however, give one to ET stating that everything is fine between her and Blake after she was named in Blake's lawsuit.
Oh.
So.
What the fuck? Okay, TMZ.
Okay, debunked.
What the fuck?
Debunked. And okay, that's debunked just typical. That's just typical,
I mean,
TMZ. That, you
and
know?
We were saying that at lunch
typical
today.
Typical TMZ.
Like, Kelly was like, her freaking kids are like, she's her godparent.
She's
like,
yeah,
like,
she's a godparent to those kids. Half those kids are in her songs. Yeah. She's naming, you know, putting kids' names in the songs. No, they all three are. Betty, James, and Inez are all the kids.
And their daughter is in, like, is in The Voice
is
and
the
Gorgeous.
Voice and Gorgeous.
Yeah, like, it's crazy. So, like, that's way more complex. That's more than a friendship. That's a that's a family.
It's
that's
a lot. It's a lot more complicated than we'd like to, or
you,
than,
you
than
don't
the
just
general
drop
public
someone
likes to think.
Like that, like, especially, like,
it's crazy.
Like, basically a family member at that point.
100%, and like a lifelong friend. Like, they've been friends for, we were saying before when we were talking about this, that like they've been friends for, I don't know, 10 plus years, like however long,
at
like
least
a long time. Like, obviously these kids are kind of grown now, but
so many people are wondering.
It's crazy
if,
to be like, they're just gonna get dropped as friends because she said my friend has my back. Like, I really
this
just
this is middle school.
Exactly.
Like,
right.
It's
like
crazy.
Exactly. And also, I just, I don't know, I don't think that text was so, like, it was cringe on Blake's side, like, sending that text and being like, they're like my dragons. But again, let's all remember, she's an elder millennial, and so is Taylor. And, sometimes you're, like, a little losery.
Yeah.
And that was a losery text that Blake sent. I don't think it was, check me out and my fucking powerful friends to intimidate you, Justin Baldoni, piece of shit. I still hate him so much. I hate him so much, really.
I agree. I everything about that was just cringe to the max, that I feel like people are kind of taking it like too far. Like, people are like so like jarred by the fact that like Blake Lively like texts so strange.
Right,
you know
right,
what I
right
mean?
Yeah, it's like, that's on you. If you didn't know Blake Lively was a weirdo, like, that's on you. Like, I don't know what to
like,
say.
I mean, it is so weird, like, seeing like their personal texts and like seeing like the way that she texts so strange.
She texts strange, but
like,
she
if
texts
I was texting
she
with her, I'd be like, are you mad at me? Like, 24/7.
She texts like she talks, but in like a dramatic way.
Yeah,
Listen, she's an actress.
It's so dramatic.
She's like, it's a lot of drama.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just
I'm trying to give her the benefit of the doubt for sure with like the Khaleesi stuff. Like, I don't see her viewing their relationship, like her and Taylor's relationship, in that way at all.
No,
like,
me neither.
How could you like see, how could you like let someone into your life with like your kids and stuff if you only see them as like a weapon to use like when you need them? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't get
it.
If
that even makes sense, but yeah.
I don't get it. So, you know, we're just gonna, I guess, never fucking hear the end of this for the rest of time. I'm so sick
well,
of hearing
the fucking
about
trial
it
isn't until 2026.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot we didn't even bring that up. It's like March 9th, 2026 or something. So I'll call you then.
Yeah.
It's like, can we stop talking about it till then, please? Can we can we put a gag order on them to be like, shut the fuck up
I
until
know
next year?
How is that even like, I feel like they shouldn't even be allowed to like.
Well, so that was what they were trying to do. Blake and Ryan's lawyer sent a message to Justin's lawyer being like, cut the shit because you're muddying the waters for potential jury pool.
Right.
Like, it's gotten to a point, whatever. And so they were trying to file this thing.
Yeah,
and then,
right. Like, how are they going to find
there, at first, there were reports that the judge denied this, where they were like, the judge was like, no, we're not issuing a gag order on
that.
But then in the same breath, the lawyer got in trouble for like talking too much and saying too many things. So I just, you know.
Yeah.
Every time I think I see one thing, I see something else that's the exact opposite, and I'm like, all right, which one is real?
Yeah.
And, you know, but it makes more sense for this lawyer to have to shut the fuck up, because why would you be allowed to just continue on?
Yeah, I didn't even think about the jury pool.
Yeah.
Where the fuck are they going to find
that
jury?
Where are they going to find people? I know. Well, you know, they find people for all.
Yeah.
For all the big trials and stuff. It's like, you got to find these people who just have never, they don't go outside, or they don't have the internet or something. You know?
I wish I was like, like, so off the grid,
like
solely so I could be, like, Luigi Mangione jury member.
Right.
Like, that would be crazy.
That'd be amazing,
So crazy.
Yeah.
But, like, those, like, last, like, weeks upon
well,
weeks.
Well, right, yeah, months sometimes.
Yeah.
It's just, it's a lot of, and you have to
and
stay.
And what if we'll have boots on the ground for Blake Lively?
I would love, like, I would love if we had boots on the ground at the Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni case.
Trial.
Yeah, trial. Like, I need it.
Oh, God.
We should become friends with one of the lawyers. Like, we got. There's got to be. There are lawyer Swifties everywhere. Like, we. There's got to be somebody who knows somebody who can get us the inside
information. I know. And every time I see a TikTok that's like, I read the whole, like, 168 page, blah, blah, blah. I'm mm-hmm. like.
Yeah. By the way, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. It's, and I can, like, tell I by just, your tone that you yeah, didn't, because, like, I did. I did go through it. I, you know, I didn't like literally read every single line, but I went through the different things, and it was a lot to look at.
Like, I feel like the average person does not understand.
No, of course they don't.
What those pages say, like, unless you are like a with a law
unless
degree,
unless you're a literal lawyer.
Yeah. So I it's very. I feel like I should, like, try to understand it more, but it's a little too adjacent. Now that I'm just like, I can't, yeah. like, to Taylor now, or I'm just like...
It's just, I stopped caring. I really did.
Yeah.
I have to, it's like, we have to just stop talking about it. But, yeah. So yeah, that's the latest with that. We'll see what's going on there. Other things happening in the world, I feel like nothing. It's just,
no.
Brett, I've been stuck in the Twilight Zone in New Orleans, and this is how, like, I swear, it's been 2 days, and it feels like 6 weeks have passed by.
It's crazy.
2 days. I don't know why that is, but it is like that.
Well, we can bring in the monarchy.
Oh! Draft Queens hath arrived.
For
we are here for our final bets.
Final draft. For our final declaration, we are stepping down from the monarchy.
Is that football?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Okay.
Wait. That's
is
not
it?
Football, no. It's the final countdown.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not football.
No.
I was thinking of...
It's like they're close. They're pretty close.
I was thinking of...
That's also, that's the, it's the final countdown.
Yeah, but in the ES.
Oh, shit, okay. There we go.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, anyway, so yes, the draft queens have arrived.
Yes.
Our very last parlay of the football season. So excited to be still be doing this. I can't believe DraftKings did this with us the entire season. So exciting. We love DraftKings. Thank you so much for trusting us to do these things. And so this time around, these are our Super Bowl bets, and we're just gonna hope for the best, okay? And we also are gonna, after we read our own bets that we're doing, you can obviously bet with us, ride with us. There are also, though, a lot of different Taylor Swift themed prop bets.
Oh yeah, there's
for
so
the Super
many.
Bowl.
Yeah,
so if you're wanting to do that, So some of those are called, like, I Knew You Were Trouble, Saquon Barkley to have 250 plus rushing and receiving yards.
It's actually very clever.
Yeah, they're silly. Yeah. Blank Space, Xavier Worthy to have 50 plus yard reception. Antihero, Jalen Hurts to throw 3 plus pass touchdowns and score 1 plus rush touchdown. See, I don't know if I'm even, like, reading this out loud, right? But all I know is that we've got Antihero, 1989, You're On Your Own Kid. What they do really is, like, they put a name of a Taylor Swift song and then have
Correlate it a little bit,
which is really cute. And they made one for, like, literally every song. There's 100 of them here.
Yeah.
And they're under SB, what is this, 49?
Yeah, 52.
Oh, 52?
Or 59.
Sorry. Yeah. Super Bowl... We don't even know which it is.
We don't even know where we are.
Super Bowl 59 specials. It's
Super
little, 52
is
under
the one
NFL.
That the Eagles won.
Right, exactly. So it's Super Bowl 59 specials, and then it goes, there's a section that says Swiftie specials. Mm. So that's exciting for anybody looking for something like that. But then we have put together, this is what we have right now. So we have Travis Kelce with an anytime touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to get one. He's got to get one. It's Super Bowl.
It's his last chance.
Yeah. And
his whole squad.
And Taylor's
going to
be there. And Taylor's there. She didn't come to not watch her man get a touchdown.
Exactly.
So Travis Kelce, anytime touchdown. Mm-hmm. Also, Saquon Barkley, anytime touchdown. I'm just happy for him. I think he'll definitely get one.
I mean, it's kind of inevitable almost at this point.
Yeah.
But knock on wood, I would really like to see Saquon run it right down their throats.
Ooh,
so, yeah.
There we go.
We're going to take him anytime. That's minus 190.
Yes. And then, the Travis Kelce was plus 135.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. People are discounting him. I don't know why.
Well, I mean, he's been pretty quiet. Like,
true.
He scored that one touchdown.
Did he score last game? In the championship?
I think that was like two games. That was last game.
Yeah.
But that was like the first time he scored in a really long time.
True.
So I don't know.
Well, he and Pat, they're hanging out.
They were connecting.
Canola together.
They're connecting.
Okay. Then we have, speaking of Pat, we have Patrick Mahomes to throw over 225 passing yards, which is minus 146 is the spread on that. which is exciting. And I think definitely doable. Yeah, it was kind of in the middle. When I was looking at it, I was like, all right, more than this might be a little much. Remember, we did the Josh Allen one, and he threw over 200 pretty easily in that game, even though they lost. So I think it's pretty likely that he'll get that.
Yeah.
And then the last one is A.J. Brown to have over 60 receiving yards, which also seems pretty likely.
Yeah.
And he's always catching that ball.
He's always catching that ball.
That's
one thing about A.J. Brown is he's going to catch that ball.
One thing about him. Yeah. Yeah, we love that.
Knock on wood again. I just feel like I'm jinxing myself.
That's fine. Knock on all the wood. Like, this is metal, so you got to knock on that.
But no,
minus 176 is the spread on that one.
He had some great catches against the Who'd we play in the AFC? The Commanders. He had some great catches against the Commanders.
Yep.
He's always clutch in like moments where we're like third down and we need to convert. So I can definitely see that happening.
I'm like,
yes, for sure.
Yes, absolutely.
But I like these. I like all these. It's got like all the boys. It's got Travis and Pat and Saquon and AJ.
Feels like a good mix. All the top guys, the top men, and we're just excited. We're really pumped up to see what happens. And I do think that going through and looking at some of those like Swifty special bets is like really fun and just something different. If like you're really trying to get your girlies in on it.
Yeah.
And it's just we're pumped up. You'll be able to bet that all through Sunday.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And if you have ever wanted to bet on sports but don't know how to, you can get started with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, and they are making it easier than ever. The NFL postseason is the perfect time to get started. Go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app and select a sport like NFL. Select an option like TD scores, like we are with Travis, and pick who you think will score and place your bet. And to make it even easier, new DraftKings customers can bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets instantly. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code TaylorWatch. That's code TaylorWatch for new customers to get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Woo! That was me sneezing just there, by the way. I don't know if you saw me. I held my nose because you're in the middle of it and doing so well, and I didn't want to sneeze right in the middle of it.
I have respectful of you.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
That's just how I am.
Let's jump into voicemails.
Yay!
We only got a few this time. So I'll play these.
I think I forgot to share to my story.
I think I did too.
Hi, Kelly and Gia. It's Lindsay from Nashville. I will ever say go Eagles for you, Gia. Oh, it pains me. I am Chiefs to my core, but love you nonetheless. However, I have a little intel. Not really, but so cool. Tonight, I'm from Nashville. And I went out, my mom texted me, she goes, Lindsay, you have to get to said bar to see Grace Bowers. And I went, and that is who had a picture with Taylor from the Grammys.
Did you see that?
And
no.
I saw her entire set, fabulous, stunning guitarist. And at the end, I got my picture made with her. I said, was it really you who posted on Reddit saying, Taylor said to you, I know how it feels to be the youngest in the room, X, Y, and Z, all of these amazing complimentary things.
Oh,
and
God.
She said, yes. And I did not expect it to blow up.
Wow, that is good intel.
Whoa, I don't know any of this.
Very cool that I got to meet her, 1 degree away from Taylor Swift, by the way. Hate to brag. But very cool that she confirmed that Reddit post, and she's the young girl with the beautiful blonde curly hair. Reminds me of
Taylor
debut
right.
A little bit, but she was a fabulous girl to meet, and I just thought that was so cool. But happy Super Bowl week. I'm sure you guys will be hearing this after. Love you guys. Bye.
Thanks, Queen.
Yay, fun. Wait, okay. Yeah, who's she talking? I don't know this.
Grace Bowers is this girl. She's a musician. She's a musical artist.
Okay.
And she was at the Grammys, and she took a picture with Taylor, and she posted it on Reddit and said that Taylor said that, I know what it's like to be like the youngest person in the room. Like,
wow.
And, like, I'm like, and like, was like, I'm, I, let me see the full quote. Grace Bowers.
Wait,
Taylor
this is so crazy.
Swift.
And this girl, Grace, just posted it on Reddit?
Yeah. Let me see if I can find.
Oh, wow.
Oh yeah. Oh, she posted it on her Instagram, too.
Oh.
I know how it feels to be the only teenager in the room. It's not as scary as it seems, is what Taylor said.
Oh,
total first
God.
Circle moment the other night. The first concert I went to when I was 9 years old was Taylor Swift at Levi Stadium. Some years later, crazy. Thank you, Taylor, for showing such kindness.
Oh, my God. Wait, can I see this girl?
Yeah, she's
oh,
so
cute.
Pretty.
Oh, she's gorgeous. Look at that hair. Oh, my God.
I know.
God,
the hair's amazing.
It.
I know.
Oh, that's so sweet. Oh, Taylor, she's just the best. She's just
she's
the nicest.
She's literally just the nicest person on planet Earth. So
I said last time, I would love for her to just have like a diva moment freak out just to hear about
right?
it, you know? Like just to be like, yeah, she's a total bitch. Like,
okay, so
well,
she's,
that's
a,
like Emma
she's
Stone.
A guitarist.
Remember when Emma Stone, oh, love that. Hmm. Remember when Emma Stone said that? they were at the, maybe it was the Golden Globes or I don't know what it was. And Emma Stone went up and was like, oh, Taylor Swift, what an asshole. Remember that?
Yeah. That was so funny.
That was the best. Because, right, it's like there's no one can say a single bad thing about her. It's crazy.
Grace Bowers and the Hodgepodge.
Oh.
The teenage musician released her debut album, Wine on Venus.
Oh, I love the name of that.
And performed with everyone from Tyler Childers to Dolly Parton to Lainey Wilson and beyond.
Oh, my God.
She joined Coldplay frontman Chris Martin as a featured guest during the broadcast's customary In Memoriam segment.
Oh, wow.
Very cool. So congratulations to her. That's
major
so
congrats.
Awesome.
Wow. And apologies on my part for not knowing who she was.
No, that's okay.
I should have known.
It's so funny that she posted it herself on Reddit.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Right. It's really cool. And wow, how interesting that there are normal people on Reddit sometimes. It's scary.
I know, to me,
we don't have a good relationship with Reddit.
Reddit is just like old, creepy men.
Right, exactly.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Gia. This is Haley. I'm so sorry, Gia, that you're feeling under the weather. I really hope you get better, and I can't wait to hear what you
I'm alive.
And yes. Kelly do in New Orleans. So excited. I want to say that I watched the Grammys, loved everything. I felt bad that a lot of people didn't win. But it's okay. I know that one of them really did deserve the award. Honestly, the Grammys was insane, but I loved it. Every performance, everybody. And I cannot wait to watch the Super Bowl, to the Chiefs and the Eagles go head-to-head. Cannot wait. Will be with my family and friends watching it. I have a question. In the
midst girl.
Of the Super Bowl,
what
is your guys' favorite Super Bowl performance? I would love to know your
question.
Thoughts on next podcast episode. Thanks. Bye.
That's great. Girl. And we will tell you. That's great. Love that. Love that. Thank you for calling always. Favorite halftime performance is really hard. I might say like Beyonce.
I was
going to
say Beyonce.
Nothing's better.
But
it was so good.
Well, honestly, I don't
really
know if,
good.
If it's Beyonce was insane. The one with Coldplay and Bruno when they brought
Bruno
out
was,
Beyonce
that was
sick.
Fucking awesome. Yeah,
that
they
was
put on
really
a really
cool.
good show. Really good show.
I really like that one. You know,
Shakira J-Lo was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not my favorite, but pretty good.
Really. And she was pregnant, so I know. But Rihanna just did not do it for me at all.
Rihanna mailed it in, big time.
Yeah.
That was a crazy.
She just cashed that check.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah,
big time. She still sounded great, obviously.
Oh, yeah,
but
totally.
It was just kind of a.
She just was like kind of.
She just
kind of
stood there. Yeah,
yeah.
Which I mean, whatever. But Super Bowl.
Get your bag.
You want to see a lot of flashing lights and whatever.
Yeah.
Can I also
I
say
a lot of date like movement?
Yeah,
dancing,
movement.
Like.
I want to say this, and this might be controversial because people have shit on it nonstop. I actually liked The Weeknd's Super Bowl performance when he like paid for the whole thing himself. Remember, it was like a whole thing. He's like, I want to be the Super Bowl guy. And he like paid for everything out of his own pocket because he was like never asked. He's always like, no one ever asks him to do anything or whatever. So maybe he's a jerk. Like, I don't know. Like, maybe look inward. But regardless.
I can't even remember.
He was in that like House of Mirrors. Do you remember that? There's
oh,
always the meme.
Yeah, yeah.
The meme
oh,
of him like going through it or whatever.
Yeah.
But honestly, when I was watching that in real time, I went, wow, this is art. Like, and I swear to God, I was probably drunk at the
really
time. But
remember
it was just,
it.
You know, like it was a lot of, I was surprised by it. Mm. I thought it was cool and interesting. And then everyone shit all over it for like years and years. Like
all the,
everyone
like,
hates
only,
it.
The only ones that like stand out to me were only like female artists. Like Lady Gaga, Katy Perry.
Gaga jumping from the,
That
jumping
was crazy.
From the top. That was crazy.
Katy Perry, Left Shark, obviously iconic.
Right, Left Shark.
Kendrick, someone asked Kendrick like what his Super Bowl performance is going to be like. And he said, storytelling.
Oh. Oh, I think
it's going to be
that.
Interesting.
Well, he's definitely going to play Not Like Us.
Oh, totally.
And then the whole stadium people is going to sing the A minor line.
That's going to be crazy.
Oh, my
A
God.
A minor. Except Drake is doing, like, a full-ass, like, ginormica stadium tour in Australia right now.
Oh, yeah. He's
like,
fine.
Yeah.
Like, he's whatever. He's also posting thirst traps. Did you see
People were asking, like, my friends were asking me if I think that Taylor was going to go out with Kendrick for the Super Bowl performance.
I mean, I wish.
And, like, honestly, like, not a stupid question. Like,
no.
Like, do you have a song together? Ooh, I'm seeing a man on a roof.
And Secret
I'm wondering,
Service?
See him over there? See the World War II billboard? And then look to the right of the World War II billboard.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Yeah, maybe he's scoping
Secret
out the
Service.
Scene.
Ooh. Listen, I'm telling you, there's people everywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I wonder what's over there into this, like,
ooh.
What's diagonal from us?
Travis?
We're facing
that. Taylor?
For real.
How far is it?
Wait.
It's like a couple blocks down.
The NFL honors are down in that direction, I think.
Oh, now there's
it's
two
like
men up
diagonal,
there.
Diagonal
ooh.
Across. Let's see. It's like in front of the Ritz.
NFL honors, he said.
It would be at, oh yeah, maybe this Hot Selling International.
I don't think so.
Probably not that.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like
maybe
around
it's
here.
Maybe it's at the Ritz and they're just
the Orpheum Theater, perhaps?
Oh, yeah, definitely that.
Ooh,
you just jump from one roof to the other.
What?
This is crazy.
What if this is like breaking news and we have footage and location and time? It's 3:12 on Thursday, February 6th. And we're on Canal Street.
we become key witnesses in a fucking heist and like Donald Trump assassination. Like what?
Oh my God.
That's funny.
Oh my God. I would love to get like caught up in something like that.
Oh my God.
That would just be how exciting.
I got caught in a car chase on the way here.
I wanted to ask because I didn't see that till this morning.
It was
what happened?
Crazy. We were driving from the airport and like my Uber driver was talking to me. She was a really funny lady.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden a car just cuts lane and we're like, whoa, what a jackass. Like what a bad driver.
For sure.
And then
I love talking
three cop cars. All lights on, speeding so fast, and he was trying to avoid them. And then we're like, oh my God, so all the cars like driving around.
No.
He spurts around, and then we kind of lose him because they're going so fast and we're like driving slow.
And was your driver like, we got to keep up with this chase? Like,
I kind of wanted to
step on it. Yeah. And I was like, this is interesting.
Go, go, go. No, but. And then, like 2 minutes later, we drive by, and the car had crashed into a pillar.
Holy
and all
shit.
The cops were, like, running around,
oh
so I don't
God.
Know if he crashed and ran out
wow.
or what it was. It was crazy.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know what I would do in that scenario. You just got to drive fast, I guess.
Car chase,
drive fast, hope for the best. As soon as you crash and then you get on foot, they're going to get you.
Yeah.
Like, they will get you on foot.
Do you, drive into the water and then swim?
What if you drown?
Yeah, that's
true.
Know?
You got to roll your windows down first.
Yeah.
That's what they say. Because otherwise, the pressure of the car, you can't
open
the car door.
I feel like you just should, like, get out of the car and, like, go to, like, the most obvious place and just be like, what? Like, that wasn't me.
For sure, right. You know? Like, hide, right. But, you know, people are so nosy.
Yeah.
Like, they would see. I'm like that. If I saw
and you would come in, like, all disheveled. And,
yeah,
like,
if I saw a guy crash into something and then run away and go, like, hide in the corner and try to act cool, I'd be like, he's right there. That man there. I mean, like, does anyone know? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm getting too comfortable on this chair. Jesus Christ.
What if
Christ,
you fell?
My
what just, if you
no,
fell?
I would kill myself at that point, literally.
It would be such a...
No, I would hurt
you would, like,
myself
you know, you
bad.
You would really hurt yourself bad. You can't... Don't add to the list.
Okay.
You're on the mend. You're barely
exactly,
back.
Exactly.
Anyway, right. So I'm glad that you got involved in the car chase. What else? Anything else from your travels?
No. It was pretty chill.
Yeah.
Guy next to me.
More chill than mine with the coffee?
Yeah. The aisle seat was open, but he chose to sit in the middle seat.
Oh, yeah, I saw
that
too. What the fuck is that about?
Which was really gross.
And so I really thought about that at length because what do you say? Like,
I know,
hey, man, move over? Because it's like, no, that's not his
that's
seat.
That's not your seat.
And if he's
you know
like a literal
I mean?
Person, he's not going to like do that.
Yeah. I didn't want to be like, hey, could you move seats? And then him be like, no. And then I'd be like, okay, now it's
okay,
awkward.
Now I gotta sit in here for
yeah,
4 hours.
Yeah.
Right.
And, like, he was a big guy, so it was just, like, me and him. And I'm like, dude, like, why don't you want the extra space?
It's bizarre.
It made me feel
people
like he
weird.
Wanted to sit next to me.
He probably did. Did he try to hold your hand?
He farted.
Gross.
I know.
Wow, he loves you.
I went like this. I put my...
No.
I went like this.
Did you make a scene about it? Like, were you like...
I was like...
Scully... She, like, scoffs in his mouth.
If you're going to fucking choose to sit right up in my fucking grill and fart in my face,
that's
like, disgusting. Literally, fuck you.
It's disgusting. Ew, Gia. I know, it's so awful. Fucking gross. I hate that.
But that's it.
Hate, hate, hate.
Yeah.
Do we have any? Do we have anybody with last minute questions in our little swipey?
Let's see. Let me pull up the story.
I have to answer so many texts when I like get to the airport. Like whenever I'm doing something like this.
Create your Taylor Swift guest list. Ooh. Who's in the box for the big game?
Who is in the box? Well, Blake Lively, number one.
You think Blake and Ryan?
Oh my God!
Are
look,
go?
DraftKings going by. Hey, bestie.
Hey, DraftKings.
That's our bestie.
We're way too distracted with this window right in front of us.
We never have. We get the window. We're looking at ourselves. Like, this is a tough. This is a tough setup.
Blake and Ryan.
Blake and Ryan, I would like, because they were there last time and they won. So, you know, if I'm thinking about the team.
So not Blake and Ryan.
If I'm thinking about my Chiefs, then, you know, that's what I want.
I think Blake and Ryan will be there. Ashley will definitely be there.
Ashley will definitely be there for sure.
Wondering if Kelly Miles Seller would be there. They're Eagles
they're
fans.
They're big Eagles fans. Yeah. So they might have to be on the other side of the fence.
They might not be. They might be somewhere else. Kelly's been kind of MIA too.
Yeah. Haven't seen her in a while.
I would like maybe like Alana. We're in Louisiana.
True. That could be good. Alana showing up again. And Alana was there last year. Yeah. So maybe.
Sabrina.
I would love to see Sabrina.
She was there last year, I'm pretty sure.
I think she was. Yeah. Haim, the band.
Haim,
maybe.
They'll definitely.
Yeah.
Maybe one or two of the sissies.
Jared Carmichael, he'll be
there.
Yeah,
he'll be there for
bestie,
sure.
Bestie.
Yeah.
Huh. Scott and Andrea. Austin.
If you had to pick one, like, out of the blue bestie to be there, who do you think?
You know what would be fucking awesome? Selena.
Oh, yeah, Selena.
It'd be really
fine.
Cool.
If I wonder if, like, Selena Gigi. Went. Oh, well, Bradley is probably going to be
there. Bradley will be there. They'll definitely be there, but they're going to be Eagles. Yeah. Right. That is tough. Like, a lot of her besties are, like, Eagles fans by proxy somehow.
And, like, technically, Sabrina Carpenter is an Eagles fan. Like, she's from Philly.
Damn. Yeah, I think just the usual suspects. I think we don't need to shake it up. We don't need to add anybody random. You know, what if Jack and Margaret? That would be cool.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I wonder
I could
if like
that.
They would be into that though.
I
also,
feel like no.
He might be Eagles though because he's Jersey.
That's true. He
or
could be Giants or Jets.
So he might be Giants or Jets. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like they'd be into that. Like, how can you not be? It's so fun.
It's such a fun thing. Yeah. Cool experience.
Ooh, that's a good one. Oh. Where do you think Taylor and Travis will go vacation after Super Bowl?
Ooh, oh my God, I hope somewhere beautiful.
Probably somewhere maybe France. Caribbean.
Yeah. Caribbean's a good one.
I feel like she loves to go to like Turks and Caicos.
Isn't that like
or
where,
like St. Bart's or wherever it is?
Does she have like a timeshare somewhere that she goes to? Like everyone always says
timeshare.
Like yeah, like I think somebody says she's like, oh, Taylor's got like a timeshare down here.
Oh yeah, maybe.
Where was it that they went?
The Bahamas. Her and Travis went to Barbados, I think.
Okay, okay.
Right?
Might have been the Bahamas.
Travis, yeah, it might have been Bahamas.
But I kind of think like Bahamas. At the time it was like,
yeah, Bahamas vacation. Yeah,
yeah. It was like Taylor's got a timeshare.
So maybe, like she has a timeshare in the Bahamas.
Yeah, that'd be fun to
go
to.
There. Oh my God, I
love that.
I need a fucking timeshare in
that'd be nice. Oh, I'm going to Mexico next week.
My God, that's so exciting.
Yeah. Pump for my friend's birthday.
Who will Kendrick bring out at the Super Bowl?
Ooh, well, SZA. Everybody says SZA's going to be there.
Yeah, SZA's going to be there 100%.
She's like confirmed, right?
Yeah.
Like 100%, which is so exciting. That's, obviously love SZA. Yeah. So into it.
What other like Kendrick like is he like featured on? Kendrick Lamar, let's see. They not
what
like
else
us.
Is he featured
they
like on?
Us. They not like us.
He's featured on so much.
I'm literally.
What do we think the chances are of us having a...
Yes? I'm literally only seeing SZA.
Well, wait, here's a question. Any thoughts on the potential of Lil Wayne coming out?
No, he said he's not going to be in New Orleans at all.
He's not here at
all?
Yeah,
he's like doing something else, he said.
Got it. Because they have a song together, I think.
But he was like pissed.
Oh, I know. I know he was pissed a while ago, but is that recent? Like recently
the video
is like.
Was recent, yeah.
Oh shit. Okay. All right.
But that was a good guess.
Never mind. Would have been cool.
No, like, but the Weeknd. They're tight right now. They have a song together.
The Weeknd.
Janae Aiko.
Oh, I like
Maroon 5.
Oh my God, imagine. Maroon 5 did a good Super Bowl one year.
Schoolboy Q. ASAP Rocky. 2 Chainz. Taylor.
There we go.
Drake.
Imagine
he brings out Drake.
That would be
that'd be crazy. They have 2 songs together.
That would end the beef, I think. That would end the beef. If he brought out Drake. If they battled.
Skrillex.
They sang their songs back and forth to each other.
Ooh, that'd be kind of cool.
That'd be amazing.
that
would be cool as fuck. Although they're both like, all their songs are like 10 minutes long a piece.
Yeah.
You know? And it's just like really personal insults. Yeah, it's just like you're just on stage, like, yeah, you're a pedophile. Well, no, you're an abuser. A piece of shit. Yeah, you beat your wife.
Yeah, and like, it's like, okay.
And then people are just sitting in the stands, like, ooh, give me back to the game. Yeah. Yeah, this is an awkward halftime.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. It's there have to be has to be a, some bells and whistles. You know what I mean? Like they, they always go crazy.
This is for sure.
About it.
I feel like they'll do all the stars.
Yeah.
And maybe their new that new one that's on her album as 30 for 30.
I love that song.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I don't know, but I will be boots on the ground for it.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
and I'm pumped up about that. Yeah. Oh, that's right. You get to see the cool performance.
I know. I didn't even think about
that. Have you ever been to a Super Bowl before?
No, it's my first
time.
Oh,
so exciting.
I know.
So exciting. You're going to have so much fun. You guys are going to have a great time.
I know.
Very cool. Well, all right.
All right.
I think that about wraps it up. I think we've said all we can say, and we're going to continue on. Again, keep your eyes peeled for the footage that will come out of us perusing the streets, and then Gia spending the rest of the weekend, you know, yelling for the birds. Mm-hmm. Go birds, go birds. And we'll have the birds represented, and I'll wear this. I won't take this off all weekend, Chiefs Kingdom. Don't worry. I've got your back.
Oh, thank God. Hope you.
Well, let's just hope everyone has fun, and it's all
go
it's
birds,
all good.
Baby.
Very
go
excited
birds.
To see go birds. Very excited to see Taylor's Super Bowl outfit. Mm-hmm. Excited to see all the friends that are going to be there. Excited to watch them all play, and we're just we're lucky to be here, having a good time. It's fabulous.
Slay, love you guys.
Love you. See you next week.